she looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said, I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get back together, come back and see me.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Yeah, buddy!
It is the computer corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. It has been 1 week.
It's been exactly a week.
Yeah. BNL. A little BNL flavor every... Yeah, start bringing it every week. Yeah.
For those not in the know, BNL stands for Bare Naked Ladies. That's the name of what you're hearing. And no, they're not naked. No, they're not bare. They're not...
Not even ladies.
Nope.
Hey, we're here to talk to you about a different kind of bare naked lady issue that we continue to get emails for. I've written columns on it. We've done lots of radio shows on it. But it seems to continue to plague and confuse people. And that is, why am I getting all these porn emails?
You get porn emails?
Don't you?
Well, how do I get those?
Yeah. Well, we're going to try to explain to the best of our ability what causes it, what you can do to fight it, and you know what the future holds for that garbage junk email. We're going to specifically talk about the thing that seems to really concern people is regular spam about vacations and credit cards and those kinds of things. Yeah, that's bad enough, but when we... You know, we get the letters from people saying, hey, my kids now are starting to get stuff in their email about, you know, come visit this site, come see me on my webcam, that kind of thing. And it's obviously a mighty perturbing.
Very mightily.
And the assumption a lot of times is my kids are obviously visiting these sites. That's why they're getting these emails.
Probably not. They're probably getting those emails from nothing that they've done to encourage them just because they're on the internet. And we've got the ability for you to ask why. On questions about anything computer-related, it's 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR.
Wait, I thought this was the all-porn show. Only porn issues today.
No, it's the all-computer show.
Oh!
This is the computer corner.
It's the memo. I misread it.
Yeah, you got Ken Colburn over there, the guy who's thinking that this is the all-porn show, and Brandon Disney here. Michael Valdivia over there answering your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. Now is the time to jump in, and of course... Brian Scalzo, our technical director.
The mighty, mighty chairman of the boards for this show.
That's right.
Yeah, at least this week. All right, so anyway, if you're getting those emails, and I, it's almost guaranteed we're going to have these next week as well. It's the same message. I've never been to a porn site. Why do I get these emails? I don't understand. I'm new to the internet. I'm getting these porn things. I've never gone to these porn sites. I don't understand how I'm getting these. What can I do? If that sounds like you, hopefully throughout the next hour and 45 minutes or the next 10 minutes, we'll give you something that you can deal with. Obviously, anything that we talk about today as far as resources, things that will help you out, always posted at our website, datadoctors.com/radio.
And if you can't figure out that slash thing, just go to datadoctors.com. You'll see the Our Radio Show button on the left-hand side. You click it and you get in. But we're trying to make it easy for those of you in the know. datadoctors.com/radio. Doesn't matter which direction that slash faces, it'll get you there.
In the canoe, huh? Also, you can do /TV. That's our TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 5:30, and it'll replay again tonight at 4.
That's right. We invite you to be participants in that there show, and you can participate in either show at the pages that you click on. Look for the participate link, and you can participate in our TV show via email, via telephone, or via webcam, and they're very, very cool ways to get involved, check it out, and see yourself on TV or hear yourself.
Of course, here on this show, you can email us through that same website. We actually have an on-the-air broadcast quality email interface. You can basically ask a question or make a suggestion.
It's broadcast quality only if you make it so, though.
Yes, and we're going to explain what that means a little later. We got some emails we're going to read that are like, say what? What? It must have been Cajun or something. They were listening to Rosie, and they wrote it in Cajun.
You want me to read the first one really quick?
Just
to inspire you for when you're ready to fire off an email to us.
Don't even say his name. It's just too embarrassing.
Somebody writes, my PC has anything to explore in internet, but it doesn't work. I was check IP, grop name, ping, and I can't explore. Can you help me? But it works fine in LAN. And I threw this at Rosie because he was on his way out as we were on our way in.
We were sure that this is Cajun.
Rosie, a man who knows nothing about PCs and internet, and it really kind of curses them, I believe. He read through this, and he came up with a solution, which I wasn't really sure of the question. But he says, well, if it works in LAN, his suggestion is stay in LAN.
Whoa, hey.
Hey.
He missed his calling.
Again, I'm going to read it. My PC has anything to explore in internet, but it doesn't work when I check IP. Group name ping I can't explore. Can you help me?
Okay, there's two things to be really point out here. One is, if you want our help, English is mandatory. I'm sorry, we do not have any second language capabilities here. We speak Geekanese. And we can certainly digest that. So I guess we got 1.5 languages.
Ooh, we got 2.5.
2.5.
Pig Latin.
Ig pe Atin lay?
Uh-huh.
I'm not reading any emails in Pig Latin. I'm sorry. Please, folks, before you fire off an email, not just to us, to anybody, you can't take it back once you send it. Read it over and go, does that make sense to somebody that has no idea what I'm talking about?
And maybe, like, I know that it's email's a little bit more casual than when you're writing a business letter. But try to put a little punctuation and separate sentences and thoughts a little
very
bit.
Very helpful.
There's one big sentence except for the last where he actually asks his question, but it works in LAN. But that's not really a question,
no,
I guess, either.
I don't know. The point is, please, if you want our help, English, please, please, please. All right. So we're talking email etiquette. We're talking how to kind of filter out that porn email. And there's a couple of different things you can do on that. We're going to go through that in a little bit. We're going to tell you what you can do to avoid getting those things and some things you can do with multiple email addresses that will all help in a major way. But before we do that, we completely lost him last week.
I think he thought we were trying to dog him or something. Our first caller of today, we take him in the order we get him. So our first caller of the day today is none other than... Who is it again?
I don't know.
Lewis from North Phoenix, Oyport.
Oh, yeah. It's Lewis. Lewis. Oh, no. What's up, buddy?
Well, I had an appointment last week and couldn't hang on. Sorry.
Now, hey, that is not the kind of dedication we're looking for at this show.
That message you got, email message, sounded like it was... one of the online language translators from
Babelfish.
Oriental to English.
Yeah, it's called Babelfish.
Yeah, I've received instructions for things that were written just like that.
Yeah, we call that Chinglish. That's
there you go.
Chinese English,
cool.
Yes.
Can you say that on the air?
Yes. I just did.
Last week I was going to... I don't think anybody mentioned anything about digital pictures from a kiosk. They had these big yellow things.
Is that what a kiosk is, a big yellow thing?
Well, I don't know. They have some kiosks where you plug in your PC card or disk and get pictures.
Right.
Those are overpriced and expensive.
Yeah, I think most things that are kiosk-related are generally not great values.
There is an exception, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Bring it, Louie.
The store that is a mart and reminds you of a brick wall... I don't know if can I say the name.
No, we can't say Walmart on the air.
Yeah, don't say Walmart.
Then I won't say Walmart.
We don't want to give Walmart a free commercial because
anyway,
Walmart, just because they're the biggest retail chain in the world, Walmart should not get free advertising.
Yep, they're doing something that's cool though. They have a machine. I think it's by Fuji in some of the stores. I think it's slated for all the stores, but it's in only some of the stores now.
So which store are you working at, Louis?
Let's see. This was at Tatum and Bell, I think.
Is that where you're working?
No, I'm not working there.
You're like a PR guy for Walmart.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
This is
yeah, buddy!
They have a slot for your
compact
flash card.
Yes.
You plug it in.
Yes.
And you choose your pictures, and they come out on their photo machine. Which means and you pick them up.
Okay, let's get to the real deal here. How much?
The same as their regular photo print.
But you get to choose the pictures, so you don't waste money. Okay.
26 cents each for 4x5s, and I think something like $2.50 for 8x10.
And how long does it take between the time that you say, I want them, and you get them?
Oh, probably less than an hour.
Okay.
And you don't need to worry about the fading.
Well, right. They put the UV coating and all that stuff.
All color prints fade.
Yeah, they do.
But they're made with the photo process. They're inexpensive. So being an experimenter, I wanted to see... Could I take a picture with my camera,
or in the field review,
load it on my computer, modify it,
yes,
save it out as a TIFF file,
yes,
modified, and then print it out with the same device?
And the survey says?
Yes!
Yes!
So what Louis is saying is you can actually take, you don't have to just take the raw pictures from your camera. You can actually take the raw pictures from your camera, put it into your computer, give yourself some more hair, and then take it to the mart that has a brick wall and print it out, and it's beautiful.
No, you left out one step.
What?
You don't take your computer to the mart.
No. Take the picture.
You save it back to your compact flash card.
Yeah, this doesn't sound very complicated at all.
No, it's cool, and it's inexpensive, and it's a neat thing.
All right, Louis, thanks for chiming in, buddy.
You are welcome.
We will see you when we see you.
I hope so.
You're listening to the Computer Corners. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. We're discussing how to fight those porn emails on today's show.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Haggerty. The week is a busy time, especially when it comes to news, and especially when it comes to News Radio 620, KTAR. We're committed to bringing you things as they break, and sometimes that means if there's something really interesting back there somewhere that we didn't get all the way into. Well, that's why I'm happy to tell you about a brand new...